back in the 60s and when you got started, would people come in and they couldn't afford a book? Would you start a charge account for them?
For a long time, we just take everybody's charge account. I mean, not everybody, of course, but that's the way that we got our higher class business, is that their children could come in and charge. And we take the charge, buy the tank, candy bar, charge it, send them a bill.
You know, your business thrived, and did you get out and become a member of the Chamber of Commerce?
I belonged to the Chamber of Commerce, but I didn't attend. I should have more. I didn't know. I never joined anything except the Rotary.
But did you interact with, say, Harry Clark of Clark's Good Clothes? Or there was Brown and Duncan, wasn't there? And Bishop's Drive-In. And,
no, I didn't associate with any of them.
Yeah.
I wasn't in their financial range.
Not in their financial range? Is that what you said?
Yeah. I mean, you know, they were in a bigger class. They were higher class.
No. Nobody's higher class than Steve.
Well, no, but I did tell Joni when Joni took over. I said, Joni, you've got to get out and get in those places because you can get a lot of extra business. But why didn't you do it? Well, because I didn't like to go out and talk my friends into buying something. And that's the reason that I didn't. But she did. She went out. She's done well.
Yeah, I've seen her out.
Yeah.
We should say that here at 91, you're going to play tennis this afternoon, aren't you?
Right.
Where did you pick up playing tennis?
High school, I guess.
Were you ever on a tennis team in school?
Yeah, I played it. I didn't play in college. I had to work. And then I started playing again when I got married.
Playing tennis has kept you active, and you're good at it. And here you are, 91. Did you ever think you'd live to be this age?
No, I didn't.
And why do you think you've been allowed to live to be 91? Is it your lifestyle?
Oh, I think it has to be a lifestyle. I just always exercise. I'm not good at sports particularly. I play tennis, that's about all.
You still play tennis?
It's hard to stop. And then at the same time, I decided I better quit driving because I was having some trouble. It's been about 3 or 4 months now. And that's hard to overcome.
I bet it is.
My wife is very good and very nice. And she drives me to the place I want, and the neighbors will take me.
You had children?
Yes, two boys.
Two boys?
Yeah.
And where are they?
Rick is a professor in charge of his department at Raleigh, Missouri. David, my youngest son, is minister at Skytook. Doing well up there. They both got college education.
Did they work in the store ever?
Just on weekends. And during vacations.
Did they become readers?
Yeah, they both do, especially Rick. I think David reads quite a bit. I know that Joni does, so I'm sure that he does.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is a constant reader.
Your wife, Hazel.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, I just want to thank you for visiting with us. It must be gratifying that, you know, you can put magazines on a shelf and books on a shelf, but somehow you brought them all to life. Your personality, you're always smiling, fun, kidding with you, all that kind of thing. And people would probably, as much as coming in to buy the magazine, they wanted to see you too.
They'd bring the kids around. I used to sit over there, read a funny or play with the toys, or they appreciated it.
Many, many people who have moved all across the country now can remember you and going into Steve Sundry's. That makes you feel good.
Yes, it does.
Thank you, Steve.
Well, thank you.